Hello, this is Ryoki Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you live joyfully and creatively and comfortably live a life, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, I have been talking about this several times based on the meditation sutra that teaching about steps of the visualized meditation. Now it become the step eight. The step eight is that start visualizing the Buddha. So from these steps are quite important, and the previous steps are the preparation for that. But before I'm going into these steps, I would like to drop by talking a little bit, talk about what is really the essence, what I am trying to share with you. Well, what I want to share is quite simple thing. As what I said in the last Dharma talk, a little bit, that to be wishing happiness of others in subconsciousness level. If your subconsciousness will transform that wishing the happiness of others, it means that it's not, or you will start thinking and you do something, or you need remind yourself. It just naturally, spontaneously, the not with word or conscious, just be as that, such kind of existence. So as the heart is beating all the time, and as the breathing is continuously happens all the time, this wish is all the times happening, penetrating out to the world from the subconsciousness. And then what happens is that you start receiving the energy of the great love, of the great spirit of the universe. I think the great spirit of the universe, the great love aspect, will come from the center of the universe, the pure land, the infinite joyful world, to the invisible body, which is called Buddha nature body. But interestingly, there's also another aspect of the great spirit. Well, the great spirit has the four aspects. One is, simply saying, one is the emptiness aspect, the only the principle of the universe. And another aspect is, as I said, the center of the universe, and also the pure and the infinite world itself. Well, what I said in the one before about the emptiness aspect. Emptiness means that the great spirit of the universe, the Amida Buddha, is the universe itself. But there is also one more form. I mean two more, but I'm saying that traditionally one more form that great spirit of the universe will take is, it takes a form as one individual spirit, such as Buddha. The Buddha appears in front of you about 2 meters forward, as it's written in a sutra called Hanju Samadhi Sutra. I guess this individual spirit, the Buddha appears in, is in Christianity, it is like a Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. The reason why the great spirit of the universe will take the form of the individual spirit is for the human being to recognize it. Otherwise, human being will not able to recognize and start to existing in front of you, and will start to knock your heart. Well, in that Hanju Samadhi Sutra, it is called, another name is that Buddha Standing Sutra, which means that it teaching, in this sutra, it is teaching that in 2 meters forward, visualize that there's Amida Buddha exists in front of you, 2 meters forward, and visualize it. Well, basically, this sutra is teaching this method, this way, this style. And what is interesting is this. There are several Zen masters who start chanting mantra and start worshipping Amida Buddha after they got enlightened. And they left poems. What's written in that poem is that there's no something that I supposed to recognize, but something knocking my heart, door of the heart. So I worship it. I mean, in concept of the Zen, it's an emptiness. So there should be no individual the form of the spirit, of the great spirit of the universe. However, after experience the emptiness and enlightenment, start feeling something is knocking the door. I don't know what it is, but something noble, so I will worship. I worship it. So you remember I said something is the great spirit of the universe takes a form and start knocking to your door, knocking your heart. The same thing happens that you can find in the poem of the Zen masters in ancient times in China. And there is ancient history book of the Zen. And what is interesting is that until the fourth masters of the Zen, all of them are enlightened by the Hanju Samadhi, which means they were practicing mantra and they got enlightened. I don't know why that they dropped off the mantra and visualization of the from the Buddha image and dropped off from Zen. But anyway, the concept of the Hanju Samadhi Sutra is that visualize the Buddha in front of you, 2 meters in front of you. Visualize Amida Buddha. It's because that, as I said, if you are subconsciousness, are transformed to the natural wish all the time, natural wish that to happiness of others, automatically that greater spirit of the universe takes a form as it exists, Amida Buddha exists in front of you 2 meters before, beyond in front of you. Which means that this sutra, a meditation sutra, and or this Hanju Samadhi Sutra hasn't lied, has not written that transform your subconsciousness, because it is obvious for the author who wrote the sutra that wish for others, happiness of others. Anyway, if your subconsciousness will be wishing the happiness of others, subconsciousness is become like this, automatically start knocking your door, the great spirit of the universe in front of you. Then you can appreciate much, much more about the visualization of the image of the Buddha, the effectiveness, etc. So I wanted to talk about the fundamental state of the heart when you visualize the Buddha image. I do wish that you be in the state of the wishing happiness of others in your subconsciousness, because it's so comfortable and you feel much more joyful. Therefore, may you and people around you and people in the world be in a state of the subconsciousness. How to be in a state of that? Yes, you repeatedly chant mantra and pray and keep praying for happiness of all beings. Hours and hours and continue and until your subconsciousness will transform as its nature. It become as it become nature. Well, about step 8, content of the step 8, I would like to talk in the next Dharma talk. May you and people in the world live joyfully and comfortably by being in a state of the wishing happiness of others, and that great spirit of the universe may knock your heart, door of your heart.